Welcome back to Winners on a Wednesday, and in this episode, you're going to be learning how you can take a property, specifically in London, a one-bedroomed flat, turn it, reconfigure the floor plans into a two-bed flat, and make £100,000 profit on top of your full-time income. If you'd like to learn how to do that, stick around, because on this week's Winners on a Wednesday, where every single Wednesday, I showcase some of my students' success case studies, where you can see the nitty-gritty of what they're doing, how they're doing it. So this week, you're going to be with Vince and Lena, and we're going to be going through one of their recent projects in London, where they show you exactly how they made over £100,000 profit from just one deal. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Vince.
Hi everyone, I'm Lena.
And we're both Samuel Leeds Academy members.
They're Academy members, of course. See, this is the thing that everyone has in common when they're winning big in property. They all are Samuel Leeds Academy members. Surprise, surprise.
And today we're going to show you around our two-bed investment property in Tooting, South London. It was on for 415, but we managed to negotiate that down to 400,000. But the refurb ended up being 74,000. And total project cost was around £523,000. We got three different agents tell us it's from 600 to 650. So with that valuation, we're going on the market this week for 630K. That gives us a profit of £107,000.
£107,000, solid figures. And even if they do drop the price just a little bit, still £100,000 or there and thereabouts is not bad from just one deal.
Now we'll show you the front of the house. So as you can see, we're trying to keep with the heritage and add all the features as the original houses had. So you'll see we've built all the new fences, we've added coping stones. And as you can see, the front patio, we've added new Victorian tiles.
All right, so now we'll show you inside the house. So we found this property on Rightmove. I did a very rookie approach of how to approach it. I looked at every single one bed flat in London. So that was, I think, over 20,000 flats I looked. So this one, funnily enough, this was a property that was brought to us by one of the agents I happened to speak to for a different property.
That was just a throwaway comment, but just catch this. He just said that this property that he found, it's making him over £100,000, came from a different property. Here's the thing. We scroll on Rightmove, and we think we're going to find a really good deal, the unicorn of deals. And we're looking and we're looking and we're looking. We don't find it. You know what you need to do instead? Just go out there and speak to agents. Because when you're viewing properties, it's not a property viewing. It's an appointment with an agent. And you don't know what else they might have. Most of my deals have come from me viewing a property. It didn't work out. But then the agent said, oh, I've got one actually around the corner that's not on the market yet. Or they'll pass you other stuff. So get out there, take action, and just go and view a bunch of houses and build relationships with agents. Let them become your new best friends.
So this used to be the living room. As we opened up the kitchen, like we'll show you, and made that kitchen living space, we were able to save this as a new bedroom. For this flooring that we've got here, like quite a unique herringbone carpet. So for this carpet, for both bedrooms, it's around £500. We've got paneling everywhere. We've got the nice luxury carving everywhere as well. The ask was 415K. Managed to negotiate it down. Funnily enough, whilst we were on a holiday retreat, I was actually just in the pool. And then obviously I saw the phone call and I recognized the number.
He had to jump out of the pool, answer the phone, and then negotiate with the agent, and then eventually get the offer agreed.
And it shows the freedom with property, you know. You can be away and still complete on deal.
I also see this happen time and time again, where your best deals often come, you close them when you're on holiday, in a swimming pool, relaxing in the sun. There's something about being in a position of abundance. If you're living in a really rubbish house and you're in a job and you're around and your environment's all grumpy and you're a bit sad, you're not in the state to be able to be like, bam, 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 negotiating, making things happen. So it's very interesting because I've secured, again, a lot of my best deals have happened while I'm skiing on the slopes, while I'm in a jacuzzi in Caribbean or something. That's just when I seem to have the best deals come. Something about it. Energy, environment, important.
Now we'll take you into the second bedroom. This is a really nice open space. You've got the window there, which brings in so much daylight.
With the curtains in green, with the nice blanket, the bed is green. So we were going for kind of more earthy and natural environment in here.
And can I just say, this property looks absolutely amazing. The way they've done it, it looks like they've spent hundreds of thousands of pounds, but obviously they know where to shop. But also, Vince and Lena, they just look fabulous, don't they? The way they're dressed, the way they carry themselves. I'm really liking the vibe.
One great thing we're able to do as well from the education from Samuel, we're actually able to use one of the stamp duty exemptions. So that saved us a lot in terms of the purchase price. I think that would have been around £20,000 we managed to save on that. That's why we were able to get an edge and really put our offer forward and essentially managed to get the offer accepted.
It's these little things like £14,000 off of the asking price, little saving there. £20,000 saving from knowing to get the exemption on the stamp duty. Solicitors would just charge you. They would. They'd just say, oh, your stamp duty is 20 grand. But then I'll question things and I'll say to Vince and Lena, hang on, let's have a look. Can we not get this exemption or that exemption? Try and bring it down. The fact that we managed to save 20 grand in stamp duty. That's why when people say, oh, Samuel's courses are so expensive. It's like, really? I mean, this is one deal. If you're actually going to implement what I'm teaching and we're going to do this, people that say that, generally speaking, are not really, they're never going to be successful. They're just like, oh, it's expensive. You need to look at the return, the amount of money you'll make, the amount of money you'll save, because the best investment is not property, it's yourself.
This was previously the box room. They were trying to pass it as a second bedroom, but I don't think it was really up to the standard we wanted. For this flat, we're turning a one-bedroom flat into a two-bedroom flat. So to do this, what we've done is actually move the bathroom into what was actually the box room before, and then that allowed us to open up the space so that we can make it a kitchen living space, and that allowed us to make the front reception into a bedroom because there was a nice large front reception, and now we ended up having two large bedrooms. So it really helped push the valuation quite a lot.
Massive shout out to not just Vince and Nina, but also my video editor, because that floor plan, it's very difficult to picture it. If you're an architect, you just know how to do it or you'll hear stories, but go back and watch that again, seeing how they reconfigured and moved the floor plan. Because now, when you look at properties that are like one bedroom apartments on Rightmove, you can think, actually, how can I play? You've got to have vision. You've got to be able to move the floor plans, add value. So that was a great job there from my editor, I think. Why don't you do me a favor? Like the video. If you're enjoying this, if this edit's sick, like the video, show some love.
We wanted to make sure the toilet is nicely spaced out. You have a good vanity with a decent storage. And the shower feels really luxurious, almost like you're on a holiday in a five-star hotel. You see the shower, you think it's £1,000, but actually I found it on Amazon. It was less than £100 in total.
Making money in property is about buying at the right price, refurbing at the right price, and estimating what the end value is going to be. The refurb is really important. That was £100, that shower. It really did like £1,000 plus. You need to know where to shop. It's not just what you know, it's who you know. And that's one of the things you get, by the way, on the academy is you get our full suppliers list, where to get kitchens, where to get bathrooms, how to get discounts, what to say, all that type of stuff. Again, it's gonna save you thousands.
So just to move on to the kitchen, as you can see, we really went out with all marble worktops, splash bag, and also you see the waterfall feature here, because we really wanted to make the kitchen stand out. So whoever comes in just wows when they see it.
So this is a really luxury kitchen from Magnet, but we have a great relationship with them. And just working with them on our interior design projects, we are able to get amazing discounts. So we got about 70% discount off this kitchen. Only costed around £2,000 for this kitchen.
I see people spend £10,000 on courses that don't work when they could have learned the real stuff with me for literally £10. That's all it costs to get into my next live training. Real property strategies, real deals, real results. So if you want to come, click now, somewhere around this video, book your seat, £10, no fluff, no big upsell, just the truth. I'll see you there.
So we managed to exchange on this property in August. It took some time to get a builder on board. So we spent probably most of September trying to get someone on board. So once we got the builder on board, then they started the works. The original timeline was supposed to be 2.5 months. So they started, everything was going really well. Around Christmas time, they just stopped showing up. By the time we got a new builder and everything was kind of getting resolved and we're gaining momentum again, it was mid-Feb. So now we've come to the end of the project and it's taken 9 months. You can plan so much, things do go wrong.
I think they always go wrong. You just need to manage them, stay calm and just always have a backup plan.
See, this could have been a killer for many people. If your builder doesn't finish the project and walks off site, some builders will try and charge you up front. This could have really hurt the deal, but luckily they were staging the payments. But still, it still hurt them a bit. It pushed the refurb, the time scale went over. It's really annoying. So again, make sure that you learn from these types of mistakes. It's good that they're sharing not just the successes, but also the struggles.
The biggest change really is there was an old rusty L-shaped kitchen. We decided to knock that down, wrap the kitchen around on the right side because this allowed us to put in a sofa. One other big change we had was the chimney breast here. We decided not to knock the chimney breast down completely. What we did instead was a bit more creative. We were able to make it just a bit more narrow, make it less deep, and we managed to put this space in there as well so you can use that. So the profit for here is going to be £107,000. And if you think about it, that's more than most people working in London's annual salary.
That shows you what property can do for you.
And we've been doing this part-time. We've still got full-time jobs because there's no need for us to be here hands-on.
You know what though? They deserve every penny of the profit they make from this house because they've taken a one-bed, really rubbish-looking property that was unmortgageable, had to be bought cash or with bridging. They've turned it into an absolute beautiful, it looks like a hotel. It's two bedrooms, it's reconfigured, it looks incredible. So even though they did it on top of their full-time jobs, guys, you deserve every single penny. And I'm almost jealous of the new buyer because that is gonna make a beautiful home for some of them.
As you can see, the garden looks amazing now. But actually when we got the property, it was looking completely opposite. So all the fence was broken on this side and at the back. So we kept the fence, but we came up with the smart solution to install some black fabric at the back of the existing fence and buy these timber battens.
A lot of people are put off about investing in London, but the 1-to-2-bed flat conversion strategy works really well here. You just need to find a property that's run down and in a great location. That's the critical bit. This flat is in Tooting, Southwest London. And if you check the sold to for sale ratio, they're selling quickly and they're paying over £800,000. In Balham, Clapham, I was looking at this earlier, they're over £1 million.
So essentially, our house is a bargain for them.
They're so right. There's a lot of money to be made in London. We've got loads of Academy members doing similar types of deals in London. There's no magic golden area. Wherever you live, find the opportunity in that area because where you live, it's close, it's convenient, you know the area well, make it work and dominate your area, whether that be London, whether that be Liverpool, make it work because there's money to be made.
We're both the same, really. Yeah. We wanted to climb up the corporate ladder, the traditional method, buy buy-to-let properties, wait a couple of 5-10 years, save again, buy another one. We just didn't have the education. So after we went to crash courses, we started to educate ourselves a bit more on property. We were like, let's not rush to get any property just for the sake of getting a property. That has allowed us to kind of develop into interior designers, property investors, and has really helped us develop our footing in this industry. We've made mistakes, even with education, but the mistakes we avoided due to the education are a lot more and are a lot more financially significant.
The patio we created here, so there was nothing before. It was just some old concrete. We added some new grass here. We added all the new lighting, which also is 3-stage lighting. So this way people can control the zoning. If they want to have a little dinner outside, they can switch one light or they can have all the lights on.
So I've been on the Samuel Leeds Academy now for quite some time. And just being in that environment with people who are winning, it really helps you push yourself and see what's possible. Sometimes you'll have a glass ceiling on you and it just kind of makes you realize, well, actually you can do more than you think. And also having Samuel and the masterminds and especially Samuel's energy. Sometimes you have those days where you're just kind of feeling a bit low, but you get the Samuel's energy and it just drives you to take action. So I think that's been something that's been really critical, being on the Academy, having Samuel, having the mentors, having that access to so much knowledge as well, has been so beneficial to us.
He's so right about glass ceilings, because if all your friends and family are making £3,000 a month, then in your mind, you might be thinking, oh, maybe I could do 4 or 5, but that's kind of a ceiling. But when you're part of the Academy, and all your friends and everyone that you're hanging out with the dinners, the masterminds, I said, oh yeah, I just made £100,000 last year on this project. Oh, and I've got this project, this project, this project. And you're like, Well, my goodness. So they're making hundreds of thousands of pounds per year. Oh yeah, and I've got this portfolio and I've just bought six houses. It suddenly breaks the ceiling. The average age to buy a house in the UK is 37 for your first house. If you're around people that are thinking you're doing really well, if you own two houses at 37, that's a ceiling. So who you're around is who you become, which is why it's really important to not just get mentored, but also to be in a community of winners. And Winners on a Wednesday is not just random people, it's people within my academy community. Imagine the power of all these winners together. It's huge.
So I helped found the Canary Wharf Inner Circle.
Hiya, we're just here at the Canary Wharf Inner Circle today. This is an event for building relationships, building networks, building partnerships. It's just great for the property investment journey. It's always a full house. Everyone's ready to connect. Everyone's ready to build those relationships. And it's an event to not be missed.
We have a guest speaker who's a specialist in a certain topic. So it's an opportunity to learn from a specialist in certain areas. So that's been a great way to develop myself and also give value to other people in the academy. That's something I'll definitely recommend. Feel free to reach out to me on Instagram directly. I'll be happy to help invite you and bring you along as a guest and introduce you to the great atmosphere we have.
Even in the room, you can see people. There's Elijah, who I did a financial freedom challenge with. There's Samuel Johnson, who's been on Winners on a Wednesday, and many others. So if you'd like to go down to an Academy Inner Circle, Vince just offered a very kind invitation. If you message him on Instagram, he is the Inner Circle leader of one of the London groups. So I'll leave his Instagram details below in the description. You can hook up, and I'm sure he'll be able to potentially invite you to go down as a guest.
So for anyone looking to go into property, really, I'll say it's an amazing industry to be in. I would really recommend first, educate yourself a bit. A lot of people lose money because they rush into things. We've fallen into that mistake as well, where we almost invested in something that wasn't worth it. But because we had the right education, people like Samuel, and having mentors, that allows you to make the educated step.
You know, when you think of that investment in education versus how much you make from a property project, like for example ours, investing into the academy is what, less than 10% from what we're earning from this project.
Thanks, Samuel, for all the help so far. We were always drawn to you from the beginning. Your videos just had that energy where it pushed us to take that step.
Thanks, Samuel.
What an incredible story with two absolute champion property investors. Thank you so much to Vince and Lena. If you enjoyed the video, why don't you go and drop some love in the comment box for Vince and Lena. And also, if you want to get in part of the community, of course, you can reach out to Vince, or I'll leave a link in the description where you can come down £10 and spend a day with me personally at the Property Investors Crash Course. And when you arrive, I'll give you a copy of one of my property investment books, which cost £10 to buy. So effectively, the day is free. I'll leave a link in the description. I look forward to getting to know you, and I'll see you next time.